news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Washington Post fact checkers have been working overtime in the last few days of the 2018 campaign season, and they've found that the president has been lying even more than he usually does. In the first 9 months of his presidency, Trump made 1,318 false or misleading claims, an average of five a day. But in the 7 weeks leading up to the midterm elections, the president made 1,419 false or misleading claims, an average of 30 a day. That adds up to a total of 6,420 claims through October 30th, the 649th day of his presidency. This, according to the fact-checkers database that analyzes, categorizes, and tracks every suspect statement uttered by the president. He has greatest hits. 120 times he had falsely said that he passed the biggest tax cut in history. 80 times he's asserted that the U.S. economy today is the best in history. And 74 times he has falsely said that his border wall is already being built. Trump took a break from his incessant rallies on Thursday to give what was billed as a big announcement on asylum policies from the Roosevelt Room, but it turned out to be more like his typical campaign speeches. He said he would sign an executive order next week that would restrict asylum rules to close the door on the Central American migrants and refugees now trekking here through Mexico. He also said U.S. troops he's sending to the border could fire on migrants if they threw rocks at the soldiers, something Pentagon rules don't allow. When asked if the military would open fire, he said, "I hope not."
It's the military. I hope there won't be that. But I will tell you this, anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm. Because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent. That break-in, it was a break-in in a country. They broke into Mexico.
CNN's Jake Tapper fact-checked the speech in real time.
Honestly, I could spend 3 hours doing this, but just a few items here. First of all, the president said that asylum seekers, once they're picked up, they never show up in court. And then he said something about 3% of them show up in court. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 76% of people who are picked up and given a court date do show up. So that was false. He talked about how there were an estimated 20 million, possibly 20 million undocumented immigrants in this country. Actually, according to his own administration, the number is about 12 million. He said that they had started building the wall. No, if you're talking about the concrete wall that President Trump had talked about on the campaign trail, no, they have not started building the wall. There has been some improvements to fencing and things along the border, but the wall itself that President Trump talked about, they have not started building that. He said Republicans were in unison when it comes to the issue of immigration. Actually, that's not true. In fact, so many Republicans in the House defected on a very conservative immigration bill. They couldn't get it through the House of Representatives. He had this whole thing about how the child separation policy that he got in so much hot water over was a continuation of the Obama policy, and then they ended it. That's not actually what happened. It gets technical, but let's just put it this way. The administration and the Bush administration had policies where children could be separated from their parents. It did happen, but then the Trump administration gave orders to exacerbate that policy, make it worse, and that's why there was the controversy that was ultimately reversed. Those are a small number of the issues that the president said talking about this that were not correct. There are many more, and I'm sure fact checkers are going to be hard at work.
Despite all of Trump's lies that have been cataloged, he told ABC's Jonathan Karl that he really tries not to lie.
Have you always
been
truthful?
Well, I try. I mean, I do try. I think you try, too. You say things about me that are not necessarily correct. I do try, and I always want to tell the truth. When I can, I tell the truth.
At a rally Wednesday in Missouri, the president called the concept of birthright citizenship, something enshrined in the 14th Amendment, a, quote, crazy lunatic policy. On this, the last weekend before Election Day, candidates are pulling out all the stops. In Georgia, that means Oprah Winfrey knocking on doors and rallying for gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams.
I'm here because I want you to remind others of the power. And I want to make it very clear to all the press, everybody, I'm not here because I'm making some grandstand because I'm thinking about running myself. I don't want to run, okay? I'm not trying to test any waters. Don't want to go in those waters. I'm here today because of Stacey Abrams. And I'm here today because of the men and because of the women who were lynched, who were humiliated, who were discriminated against, who were suppressed, who were repressed and oppressed for the right for the equality at the polls. And I want you to know that their blood has seeped into my DNA, and I refuse to let their sacrifices be in vain.
On this final weekend before Election Day, please remember to vote. And that's What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Please remember to vote. The future of the nation depends on it.